forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price, and I'll be paying. I'm not ready to make.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from a mountaintop somewhere in Mexico. I was going to go to Ken in West Virginia. Ken is not there anymore, I see. Okay, we got Dave calling back in then. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on with Michael. Go ahead, vent.
Michael, please calm down. I've done hundreds of shows on this, so let me first ask you to please calm down, okay? You and Bill O'Reilly are the only two people who ever cut my mic. So, you know, O'Reilly, when he's losing an argument, he cuts my mic. Let me just say something, sir. What you don't realize is when they come here, if they commit a crime, if they do something, and they're arrested, they skip bail, and they're never brought to justice. We had a woman killed, okay? And yeah. The bail was set. These groups put up the money for the bail. They skip bail, and that's the end of it. So they're virtually above the law. Now, let me just ask you, I can give you facts and we can argue, but I don't want to do that. I want to ask you something. I want to ask you if you'll do something, all right? So this is what I want to ask you. Will you pick a community in America that's invaded by illegal aliens and who suffers all these things and more, and you're a journalist, will you go there personally and face-to-face with the community, call a meeting and tell a community that's suffering this adversity on a daily basis how you respect these brave people, how they're not invaders, and when their little girl gets bothered, and you will tell them it's okay, because will you come face-to-face, pick a community. I mean, you could come to ours. There's hundreds, maybe thousands of communities in America. You come and tell the people suffering from the problem face-to-face. Will you do that? Are you brave enough to do that?
As soon as you realize, Dave...
I'm in the fire. I'm already... Our community is invaded. It is under siege, okay? So I don't have to realize nothing. Are you brave enough to do that?
Let me respond to you. As soon as you realize, Dave, that I'm not faulting your position, I am not saying that this is right. What I'm saying is it is the problem. Our governments have caused this problem. And I'll give you an example, Dave, okay, if George Bush would have done what he said he was going to do and put those troops on the border a year and a half ago, we wouldn't be having anywhere near the problem that we're having. Indeed George Bush would have allowed, or, you know, Ramos and Campion are sitting in prison right now because they did their job, and George Bush will not even pardon Ramos and Campion. Can you see that this is not the Mexican problem? Government's problem. Okay.
I agree with you. When I pulled in for guests once and they started stoning me, they just started stoning me, I went on the air that couple days later with Chris Simcox, and I said, in my opinion, it's not just the illegal alien invaders who's there stoning me. It was President Bush. It was no different than if President Bush had started throwing stones at me when I pulled in for guests. But I'm not completely letting the illegal alien invader off the hook. It is President Bush first and foremost. However, when they do something, they are doing it of their own accord. When they bother a four-year-old girl, it is President Bush and the illegal alien both. I say they're equally as guilty. But I'm not letting one off the hook. I'm not saying the illegal alien invader is not guilty. I'm not saying that.
Dave, no, yes, and I agree with you. They are committing crimes and so forth, and believe me, I've seen them firsthand, okay? But our government, our police officers have been instructed to let them go. Okay,
right.
So yes, part of the problem, you know, if all we had to do is to go to the employers, and we're probably going to have to go to a break here. I don't hear the music,
It's not just the employers. If you see the amount that are hanging out doing nothing, but the bottom line is, once again, why don't they rise up and fix problems in their own country if they're so brave?
All right, hang with me, Dave.
Hang with me.
I'll be back.
All right.
Be back in three. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening. Got Dave online. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Back from a mountaintop somewhere in Mexico. I've still got Dave online. Dave, you still with me?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I do this all the time. So, like I said, I can speak to this issue because we see really what goes on here. You know what I mean? And
right.
President Bush is responsible. There's no question about it. President Bush is responsible. But
right. Dave, let me say something.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, look, there are cultural differences between the United States and the Mexican people.
Yes, there are. Yes, sir.
Number two, yes, there are some bad people in this culture. There are some bad people in our culture. I'm not taking anything away from that, and I have the ultimate amount of congeniality for you and your particular position. However, I will say what's interesting to me, Dave, is that I'm sitting here living among it right now, and I'm telling you, and I am not exaggerating when I say this, Dave, that I have been treated with such respect by everybody from the police to the immigration to the citizens of this country from the top down. They have been lovely to me. Now, I don't know why. I have heard rumor. I don't know why some of these people are up there that are, you know, drive-by shootings and rapes and all this stuff. I don't know whether maybe, you know, it's just a lot of a bad creed. I don't know whether it's because, you know, some of it may be, what do you call it, oh gosh!
There is cultural differences. You call it that. They're above the law, like I said. Unless it's a serious crime where they're held without bail, they know that someone's going to post bail for them, and they skip. When you have a large group of people together, they don't want to assimilate. They don't want to become Americans. They told many of my associates, "We're going to run you out of town. We're going to buy all these houses up, and you'll be the one running scared." They don't want to be part of the community. Okay, it's an invasion force. They do not want to learn English. They do not want to learn the laws of the land. As a matter of fact, some of them even told me, playing by the rules, those are your rules. Well, if we're Americans, we all play by the same rules. They don't want to be part of America. They don't care about America. They don't want to assimilate. They don't want to learn the language. It's their law. If there's 20 of them standing on a street corner, the law is whatever they say it is. You know what I mean? So that's why I say go to some of the communities. These are not, we're not crazies in our community. We had a community. It was a normal middle-class community until it was invaded by illegal aliens. And they stand on a corner. They own that corner.
Mm-hmm. Look, what I'm sitting in right now is a position of talking with people who have been over the border as illegals, who are not there, don't want to be there, didn't want to be there to begin with, and told me the reasons why they had come over. Now, I'm sure that that's not the only ones that are going over the border. I'm sure that there are ones that are going over there because they think they can come over there and there's more money to steal or, you know, much more crime heinous to commit. I don't know. Okay.
Right. But how does that, first of all, if you're there looking for work and all you want to do is look for work to get money, why do you get involved in these incidents, attacking community members, stoning community members, bothering little girls? What kind of job is that, bothering a little girl? You say you're looking for money so you could send it back. That's your story. All right, but when you put your story to, and some do, but when you have a bunch of guys standing out at these impromptu hiring halls bothering people, how does that help you make money and send it back home?
Your story
doesn't fit.
Dave, I agree with you. And what I'm trying to put across to you right now is I'm sitting in one particular environment with a number of people who have told me that they have no desire to be in the United States. They went to the United States because the carrot was hung in front of their nose. They were there long enough to get done what they had to get done, which was to get their house built, and they're gone. Now, I'm sure that not all of these people coming over the border feel that way, okay? But I happen to be in the midst of a number of them right now. Is that all of them? I'm sure that it's not, okay? And you and I both agree that this is a grievous problem that has to be addressed, but it's not going to be addressed because this is the way the elites want it. They want to balkanize our country.
I propose to you that the carrot is not really hung in front of their nose. Might I propose to you that they're being distracted or led to come here, as you say, but now if they were really brave, wouldn't they say, wait a minute, we're being tricked here to go to the U.S. We should fix problems in Mexico. The reason we have this problem is because we're being screwed by the Mexican government. So let's look at what George Washington did when he was being politically and economically oppressed, and let's not run scared like cowards. Let's fix problems here so we can stay here, because running is not going to solve the problem. So if they're so brave, as you're saying, why don't they stand up to their government and say, we know Mexico's a rich country, but you're screwing us, and we're going to study what George Washington did and maybe apply some of his techniques. Why don't they do that?
Excuse me. First of all, I could only speculate. It's because they're naive. They're not educated enough to know that. But let me lay this on you. Can I ask? I'd like to hold you on.
Yeah.
I've got more callers on the line.
Yeah,
can I keep you on the line and bring these other people up, Dave?
Sure. I'll hang up.
All right, let's do that. All right, let's go to first Melissa in Texas. Melissa, you're on with Michael and Dave. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Well, Michael, when you started the first hour, you were telling the story of how they all get over and let you pass on the roads.
Right.
I moved to Texas. Now, my grandparents were from Texas, so I'm actually not one of those damn Yankees. I just got back where I belonged, and I did that back in 1979. And when I first came here, if you just went barely outside the city limits of Austin, people got over on the berm of the road for you. Now, you have to kind of drive about 40 miles outside of Austin to little communities where if you are, and it's something to do with the farmer mentality and the farm-to-market roads, and but now they're posting signs even out in Burnett or Liberty Hill, which are two small communities, that say, do not drive on berm of road. So we're being told we're not allowed to be courteous, while at the same time there are drive-friendly signs all over the place. So all of this, they're engineering our behaviors, and city folk don't behave like country folk. And if you've only been in the city, you don't realize that there are still nice, normal people who wave at every car they come to just a few miles outside of Austin, which is, unfortunately, a big city now.
Right.
So, just, you know, it's not just in Mexico. There are nice folks everywhere. And then, on the other hand, there are not-so-nice folks everywhere.
Right. Well, when I was speaking, Melissa, when I was speaking of them coming over, I was talking in the particular area that I happened to go down to look at personally, which was in Arizona, not in Texas. So I'm not as familiar with that area as you are.
Right.
You know, I don't. Yeah. Okay. So I just want to put that in there. Dave, you want to comment on this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a very simple problem. Illegal aliens are illegal, and nothing else needs to be said. You know, in America, we all have to play by the same rules. And if you want to make exceptions where it's okay to break the law, then you have to accept that, well, if you can use one person's excuse and you believe in equality, which we all do, I hope, then you have to acknowledge everyone's excuse for breaking the law, and then there is no more law. So there's one answer. Everybody must obey the law.
Right, Dave, and that's and I agree with the fact that everybody must obey the law. But here's the problem, and I just experienced this last week in court, okay? It's that the coming from above, from the top down, they are telling our court system, they are telling our police officers to give them preferential treatment.
Right.
Okay. Well, now why is that? Why are they doing that? That's not. I don't call that fixing the problem. And this problem would be easy to fix if all the other states in the union did exactly the same thing and fell suit with Oklahoma, okay, which basically is going to arrest any employer that hires an illegal. Simple, cut and dry, end of story. There wouldn't be a reason for them to be here. They'd have to go home. All they're going to do now is go to another state. And
Michael?
If the next state passed the same Melissa, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just they used to do that. Someone waved a flag at some point in time and said, okay, the race is on. Let's not arrest employers who employ illegals. And I'm not sure exactly when it happened, but it had to be about 20 years ago.
But I'm saying is the person in their own country should take it upon themselves to say, what we're going to do, instead of running, we're going to fix problems in our own country. Because Mexico is a very wealthy country. And let's start at square one. Why is there no jobs? Why do they have to run scared, okay? And that, I think, is where the premise is. Once the illegal aliens realize that, hey, we're being encouraged to leave, of course. But why don't we fix problems in our own country? And I've even said that many times when I've spoken to them. I said, the problems are, you have to fix problems in your own countries. Running is never going to solve anything.
Well, let me ask you this question. I had this conversation yesterday with Ron on the way up to this location I was talking to, about. We passed a factory that manufactures, I believe, Volkswagen Golfs or something, okay? And I was informed that the laborers in that factory make – from a low of $5 to a high of $10 a day.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that's a problem. Okay. Yet, now, why is it that all they pay is $10 a day, and why is it that our auto manufacturers up there, General Motors and so forth, they're all losing money in droves. They're all laying people off. Okay. Yes, there's a problem. And yes, Dave, okay, there's corruption in this country. Who's getting the profits of the labor of these people, and how do you correct it?
Well, this is happening because there are plutocrats in America who make money by trading with Mexico and make money in investing in Mexico. And that's devastating the economy there, which is causing these people to come here, which is why they're so emphatic about giving them amnesty, because they don't want these people to go back. They don't want them ever to go back, because Mexico don't want them, because Mexico is really afraid of just what I said, that maybe these people will realize that the thing to do is fix problems in their own country.
Yeah.
And they're very worried about that. Mexico doesn't want these people. That's why they pushed them out of here, and now they're pushing for amnesty. If they were saying, okay, well, you'll just send money back and maybe come back someday, they wouldn't be pushing so hard for the amnesty. They want the amnesty because Mexico almost – it's like a written guarantee to Mexico is that these people will never be back, so you don't ever have to worry about these people standing up to you because they're never going to come back. That's what the amnesty really is.
Well, I can attest that that's not the case, because there are people that are coming back. Believe it or not, the people that I've spoken with about this very issue, they don't like, or they didn't like living in the United States. And you know what? I don't like living in the United States, and I'm the first to say that. I never used to feel that way, Dave.
But do you feel that the Mexican government really wants these people back?
I don't know. Let me think about that during the break.
Okay.
Melissa, are you still with me?
Yeah, I still have something to say, too.
Okay. All right. I'll hold you over. And then we'll go to Bill in Alaska after that. Be back in three. Stick with me.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mountaintop somewhere in Mexico. Melissa, you had another thought? Go ahead.
Well, just that where I live here, northwest Austin, outside of town a little bit, we are in city limits, but only because they annexed us. When I moved into the half duplex that I live in, I was paying $350 a month, and I had a roommate. Now, I'm by myself, I can't get my dog to get a job, and my rent is $875 on the same darn place, except the carpet's worn out now.
Jeez.
The thing is that right up the road from me, I mean, less than a half a mile on this one little dead-end road that's on the edge of the Balcones Canyon Creek Preserve, there are a couple of lots for sale. And the one at the very end, which is the most pristine section, they want $775,000 for the lot. Now, it's a large lot. It's probably an acre and a half. But I know I can't build a house like that. You know, I can't buy that piece of property. But right next to that lot is this huge two-and-a-half, three-story, beautiful brick. It's a natural stone mansion. I mean, it's huge. And it's beautiful, and I really like the looks of that place. So I think I'll just go knock on their door, or even just kind of sneak in when they're not looking, plant myself in their living room and say, you know, it's not really fair that I don't make enough money to own a place like this, so I'm just going to come here and live with you, and you're just going to put up with it. And by the way, I don't like the way you look, the way you talk, so just don't bother me much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm insulted by
Unfortunately, Melissa, you couldn't get away with that because your government is not protecting you because you're not Mexican.
That's right.
Your government is protecting the Mexican people, okay? But again, it's not the as far as I'm concerned, if somebody hung a carrot in front of my nose and I was as broke as some of the people that I saw yesterday, I would do the same thing that they did. Now, I wouldn't come over and rape somebody, Dave, or
okay.
I wouldn't come over and rob a bank, okay, but I would definitely come over, okay? There's no question.
I don't think I would because it's illegal, it's immoral, it's dishonest. It's not right. I couldn't do it.
Even if
I weren't protected, I couldn't move in on somebody else and say, you know, you don't like it, you can lump it.
Very good. Thanks for the call, Melissa.
Thanks.
All right. Dave, I'm sorry, what was it that you asked me?
Okay, I was saying, do you really think that the Mexican government ultimately wants these people back? You know, we were talking about, and there's always a lot of discussion as to what's really behind this. Some will tell you cheap money, cheap votes. Others will tell you the Mexican government doesn't want these people because they're afraid if they ever realize they're being that the Mexican government is screwing its citizens, there'll be a revolution. There's a lot of speculation and theories as to what's driving this. We know President Bush is behind it. But my point is, this is a real-world problem. See, we experience the real-world adversity. We experience people urinating in the street, bothering little girls. When you go from a middle-class community to third-world conditions, and that's what it is, you know what I mean? It's a real-world problem. It's a real-world problem that communities throughout America are suffering in. And look, I mean, I was attacked with a board. I was sitting in the car, a guy come over, attacked me with a board. Now, I don't care where you are or what country you are or who the attacker is. That's uncivilized behavior. That's uncivilized behavior. There's no question about it.
Well, no, you're not going to get an argument with me there, Dave. Okay, look.
The communities are destroyed now because they're going into middle-class communities where they have these slumlords who are willing to rent 30 to 60 to a house. Like you said, there's a different set of rules. They say lay down because there's illegals in that house, so don't push too hard for enforcement. I agree with you about that. That there is some strings pulled from the top where these guys are virtually above the law in a lot of instances, you know what I mean? But the point is, the citizens, you know, you got some sympathy there. How about sympathy for a guy who worked all his life in America or played by the rules? He's got a middle-class house. He's got a wife and kids. Ordinary guy who now has suffered this third-world conditions. Now he has to worry about all these kind of problems that he never had to worry about in the civilized world.
Dave, I totally agree with you, but again, I'm looking at the root of the problem. I'm looking at the root, okay? I'm looking at, you know, the American government. If they indeed wanted to stop this, they could stop it just like they could stop it if they would have closed the border shortly after 9/11.
I agree with you on that, Michael, and there's no, I mean, listen, I'm on the federal government all the time. I'm on President Bush all the time. Not the executive branch of the federal government, not the entire federal government, the executive branch, because they could seal the border and they can round up the illegals. But I'm also not letting the illegals off the hook, because if you're going to come here and march through the streets of our town with foreign flags and demand hiring halls and demand driver's licenses and demand benefits, my question to you, sir, is anybody, not just the Mexicans, anybody who would do that, why don't you do that in your home country? Why don't you march down the streets to your own government and demand whatever it is that you're demanding? Why don't you do that there? You know, you won't do that here, but you come here, and the first thing you do, it's like there's a scientific phenomenon on that border that when a male crosses it, all of a sudden his testicles get bigger because now he's demanding, I want a hiring hall, I want benefits, I want a driver's license. You know what I'm saying? Why don't they exhibit that same behavior when they're in their own country?
But they do, Dave.
Okay.
They do.
You're saying that they make these demands in Mexico?
I saw a march yesterday. Okay, which was a 120-mile march from the top of this mountain up the hills of nowhere down to Mexico City, right on the front porch steps lawn. I mean, they do it, but it doesn't do any good. Listen, I'll tell you what, man, we're running out of time. I got a break coming up. I got callers on the line still. Right. I mean, I'll be happy to hold you over if you want.
It's up to you. I mean, you want to go some more or not?
Yeah, all right. Hold on until after the break.
Right.
I've got three callers up on the line here.
Right.
I got John in New Mexico that I'm going to, then Don in Oregon, Ron and Bob. Be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mountaintop somewhere in Mexico. And I have to tell you, my lines are totally loaded. Dave, with all due respect, I thank you for coming on. You've brought up some really good points. I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to get to everybody else.
All right, take care,
but yeah, thank you again for calling. I appreciate it, Dave. Okay. All right, let's go to John. John in New Mexico. You're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Michael.
Hello, hey, John, how you doing?
I'm okay. I wanted to reinforce what you've been saying. I don't think you've been clear enough so that everybody can understand what's going on. You brought up good questions, which is why are the police letting illegals go, and why is George Bush not protecting the border, and why is the U.S. government giving out benefits? And you mentioned all these things, but you didn't really get to the crux, or at least I don't think people are understanding it. And the whole reason for this is to divide and conquer and to create chaos and create martial law. What they would love to have happen is to have us get into a violent confrontation with aliens and then bring in martial law. And you've said it on previous programs, I know you have, but I don't understand why the listeners can't understand what the game plan is. But that's what they want to do. They want to divide and conquer. They want us to take out our frustrations on illegal aliens and vice versa, and that will bring about what they're looking for. What they don't want us to do is they don't want us to listen to people like you and people, the hosts on RBN, who are getting out the truth peacefully, And the reason, and it's proof of that, is that they're trying to pass these anti-speech laws, these hate crime laws that they're pushing through. And it's showing that the government here is panicking because the truth is getting out and they don't know what to do. So they're letting the borders open like they have. They aren't protecting them. And they want us to have chaos so they can bring in the martial law. There's no other answer to these questions.
No. John, those are excellent points, and you know, there was a word I was looking for. And it was, you know, it was one of those things on the tip of your tongue, and you can't get it a few minutes ago. And the word is provocateur. And I'm wondering if it's possible, because Dave's talking about, you know, the peril that's going on within his community and so forth. And I just wonder if it's possible, because we know they're trying to take this down by design. If it's possible that at least some of these, you know, some of these drive-by shootings or rapes or some of these things that are doing are not provocateur. I don't know. I wouldn't put anything past these people anymore. But the bottom line is that it's the governments that are responsible for this. It's not the people themselves, because these people, at least this small little group that I've met, and I'm not saying this encompasses all people of the nation of Mexico, but these people are genuine, just normal, very friendly, stress-free people. Period. They don't want to live in the United States. Antonia didn't want to live in the United States when she was there. Okay, and neither did any of the other people that went up there that I had met. So, you know, again, this is a major problem. I'm not going to solve it. Obviously, it's a very controversial one because it does get, you know, under people's hat. We can see that by the number of phone calls that are coming in. Go ahead, John.
Well, Dave was mentioning that, you know, the Mexican people aren't very brave. Well, I could make the same argument that maybe we're not very brave either, because if we have to go back 200 years to look at what George Washington did, maybe we're not so brave either. And I don't mean, when I say being brave, I don't mean violence. I mean to go out, what they want Dave and other people like Dave to do, because he's been wronged, is to maybe commit acts of violence. And that's exactly what they want, so that they can bring in martial law. What they don't want Dave to do is to tell the truth, like you've been doing on your program, which is to bring out who the real culprits are, which are in Washington. And they're the ones that are allowing the criminals over the border and the drug smuggling and all the rest. And Rick Adams had a program on it on Friday night about the Clinton Chronicles. And for the other side, if you want to look at the book George Bush, The Unauthorized Biography, that'll go into it as well. So
right.
All
Webster
these
Tarpley,
come
I know.
Washington, yeah. But they're trying to get us to pit against each other so that we can't really point the finger at the real culprits, and that's why they're trying to put through those hate crime laws to put a muzzle right on RBN so people won't know what the real truth is.
All right, well, excellent points. I appreciate the call. My lines are loaded, and I don't have a lot of time left.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Next, I'm going to go to Don in Oregon, and after that, Bill in Alaska. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, Michael. Hey, you need to take a Xanax or something, man.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I guess I got on a little late because your former caller, John from New Mexico, was right on point. I wanted to add a couple of things in that. What you're referring to and what Dave apparently is not being aware of, or at least he's not expounding it, and with all sympathies towards him and his community for what they're suffering. But nonetheless, there was a thing called the School of Americas, of the Americas. They changed the name. It's still in operation. And you should know by now that I have a little bit of knowledge in things like that and what they do, what they did. And they're still doing it. They're alive and well, and it's right here. And with respect to anything that Dave might have been saying, I would have to challenge him. He says he's an American. I don't know if he can define that, and I don't know if he could justify that and support that in any one of their colorfully corporate Article 4 courts, per se, okay? And to that extent, I would challenge him to go and look up 5 U.S.C. 3331 and find out just what it is where there is no separations of power, where judges are federal appointees. They're civil service persons. They work entirely at the behest of the president as an administrative agent. This is not America. This is not what he thinks it is. He speaks of that for with which he is not. And I'll just let it go at that, because now you're going to make me want to go take a Xanax. Have a nice, enjoy your trip.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate the call. All right, listen, I'm going to bring up Bob from Mexico. Bob, are you on with Michael?
Yeah, hello.
All right. Now, Bob, hold on a minute because I'm going to stay with me. I'm going to bring Bill from Alaska. Bill,
okay.
You're on with Michael as well. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, how are you? Hello.
I'm fine. I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, excellent. Hey, look, I called in the other day and talked to Ron and left him some information there at the station, information for me. But I wanted
He's got all of it, and I'll tell you what, the only reason, and we've got a slew of telephone calls on it, Bill.
Right.
The only reason he hasn't called anybody back is he's too busy paying attention to me as a guest while I'm here, but he's going to address it,
Michael,
as soon as I leave.
I understand it all, and guess what? I've already done everything I've ever been in a hurry to do.
Okay,
I just wanted to respond to Dave a little bit here. You know, I keep hearing this bogus argument about why don't they stay there and fix their own problems. And I guess my response is this. Why the hell don't he fix his own problem? You know?
Really?
I mean, we've got people in this country. You know, I look at the two groups. You've got people coming up from Mexico that are willing to march through the deserts without water for 6 days, that are willing to do whatever has to be done in order to be able to try to save their families back in Mexico. On the other hand, you got your average American. And your average American can't even be bothered to pick up the telephone and call their congressman and tell them they object to what they're doing. So as
Amen,
far as
brother.
I'm concerned, people in this country are getting just exactly what they deserve. They're fat, mm-hmm. they're lazy, they're self-centered, and they just want to blame somebody else for it. And I say, hey,
well,
yeah, right, the government's guilty. The Mexican government's guilty. But, you know, if you're not going to get up off your fat, flat fanny and do something about it, then you deserve it.
Well, now let me go to Bob for a minute. Bob, you are a tour guide here in Mexico, and you have
yes.
been. You've been here. You've been in Mexico now for 40 years, and you're an American, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Now you've been listening to this show today, and you've heard Dave come on passionately and address the
yeah.
issues that he has. But what I'd like for you to do, I walked out during a break, and you had shown me what you had shown me. You know, and everybody, you know, these people are calling in, and they're telling. You know, they're talking about the Mexican people, and they're coming over, and Melissa's off on a rant about the fact that she'd never do it, yada, yada, yada. Well, if your family is starving to death and you're watching people die right in front of you that you love very dearly, you might have a different perception on that. But I want you to share with the listening audience, Bob, what you shared with me during the break. Go ahead.
Okay. I've got a lot of notes here and different things to comment on. One thing is Dave said about – that says Mexicans are moving into the neighborhood and buying houses, and they're going to run people away. And how can they do that? They're not even citizens. But it sounds like the 100,000 Americans that are living in Lake Chapala and Guadalajara and San Miguel Allende. They go in and they want to live in gated communities. They don't want to assimilate with the people. It sounds like the same thing. But this is just one comment. I'm going to say other things like, along the border, a lot of the illegals there aren't Mexicans. They're Central Americans that are trying to get over also. And that creates a problem, too. And there's 15 families controlling Mexico, but it looks to me like there's 15 families controlling the U.S.
Well, that's a good, interesting point. Bill, have you got anything else you want to add?
No, Michael, pretty much I just wanted to say that, if you're going to use the argument about fixing, you know, the Mexican people fixing the problems down in Mexico, then you really need to start addressing the people of the United States about fixing the problems here first.
Amen, brother. I hear you.
That's
all right. Thanks for the call,
Have
Bill.
A great one, Mike.
I agree with that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Okay, Bob, now,
yeah. You
know, I had the privilege of meeting you and your lovely wife yesterday for the first time, and you had mentioned to me, you live in a little railroad town not too far from here, and you had mentioned
right.
to me that they had just finished rounding up a number of people that were here from Paraguay, I believe, or was it Argentina?
No, from Guatemala and San Salvador and places like that. It happens
okay.
all the time. Illegal aliens from Central America are coming through here going to the United States, and the Mexican government is trying to stop it.
Now, tell me this. From your perception, Bob, the Mexican government is trying to stop it. Why? Because they only want their own citizens being illegal immigrants in the United States? Or, I mean, are they literally really cracking down on this as not only a nation but a policing agent for the other countries?
It's not just the Central Americans either, although that creates a problem of taking away jobs here if you want to look at it like that. But also, if you go to the immigration department here in town, you'll see they have posters up telling Mexicans, do not cross the desert, don't try to be an illegal alien, and so forth, because it's too dangerous, you could lose your life.
Mm-hmm. So they are warning against it?
Yes.
I see. Yes. Okay, so now you're an American. You've been down here for 40
yes,
years.
Right.
And you have had occasion to venture back over the border in the not-too-distant past. And so tell me, from your perspective, Bob, what, you know, if you had your choice, and if money wasn't an issue, if you had your choice, would you rather live in Mexico or the United States?
I'd stay here 100%.
Go ahead.
There's less crime, there's less drugs. If there was no nobody to buy drugs in the United States, there would be no drug business down here at all.
So the drug business is only here because of the market of the people in the United States wanting to buy the drugs, i.e.
Exactly.
Marijuana, cocaine, yada, yada, yada. Okay, but
that's
you're saying
right.
Overall, from your perspective of living in Mexico for the past 40 years and being able to venture across the border anytime you like, go back into the United States, your choice of residence would be Mexico as opposed to the United States for
that's
those
right.
very
I'd
reasons.
That's right. I prefer to stay here.
You'd prefer to stay here.
It's a lot more tranquil and stress-free.
I did notice you had mentioned to me, we had a short conversation yesterday, and you were talking about what's coming up during the Christmas holidays and what happens in your little neighborhood there with the parties that go on and so forth. And I kind of came away from that conversation with the idea that you pretty much know every one of your neighbors. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, sure. They watch my house and I watch theirs. We all take care of each other.
And you've got a little neighborhood there, I would say, easy to say there's at least 20, 30 houses in there. And you know them all, right?
Sure do.
Now, do they know each other as well as you? I mean, they pretty much wave at each other when they go down the street. And it's pretty much that everybody knows everybody.
Yes. It's a very friendly neighborhood.
Now, tell me this, Bob. While I've got you, I want to get inside your head a little bit. Now, I know that that isn't the only residence that you've lived down here. I know that you lived in the town of Puebla at a time.
I lived in Puebla for a while, too, which is just an hour away.
Now, did you find the same experience in that locale with the friendliness of the people and the fact that it was easy to get to know?
Yes, also. Yeah, also. People are very friendly here. They have a word for Mexicans, like foreigners. They call it Malinchismo because Cortez's girlfriend, Malinche, loved the Spanish. So now anyone that likes foreign ways is called a Malinchista. But people are very friendly.
Okay, so the people overall, you know from both sides of the border, and this is what I've been sharing with my listening audience, the limited experience I've had with being in here just for the last 4 or 5 days, that I've noticed, and this is no exaggeration, and I think you'll attest to this, I have seen nothing but genuine, not phony, but genuine warm friendliness, stress-free, a general overall feeling of the person wanting to get to know you, wanting to know who you are, what you're all about, and it's nothing like the United States. The people of the United States, at least from my perspective, and I could be just one isolated source, but I don't think so. The people of the United States seem to want to run away from any form of contact with somebody that they don't know, haven't been formally introduced to, or do not have some kind of a business dealing with or whatever, to just take the effort to get to know somebody that happens to be a friend or a neighbor or whatever, they don't even want to go there. And that goes back, it never used to be like that. I know prior to 1960.
Xenophobic.
Yeah, prior to 1960.
Mexicans are very family-oriented. when a person, for instance, if a person gets old, you'll find many families with the grandparents still living amongst the family. Whereas in the U.S., it seems like they want to farm them out to an old folks home or something.
Mm-hmm. So they take care of their own. Well, at any rate, you know, Bob, you're a tour guide down here. I mean, you assist Ron not only sightseeing, but you, what I understand with some of the books that I've seen on your shelf, you really know more about the history of Mexico than the Mexicans do, because you've actually taken the time to delve back in and read a lot of books on the subject, and you can point out to people what specific sites, if they don't know where to go or what to see, you can make suggestions for them. There are a lot of Mayan ruins down here and some other things.
Quite often. The Secretary of Tourism gave a course on tourism that I took. It was 4 months long, and every weekend we went to archaeological zones. It was very good course.
Okay.
And at the end
of it,
the governor gave me a diploma and credentials to be a tour guide.
Okay. Bob, we'll be back in 3 minutes with the final segment. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a mountaintop in Mexico. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, calling you somewhere from a mountaintop, or broadcasting somewhere from a mountaintop in Mexico. Folks, I will be back, or I'll be traveling tomorrow And I will have Rob, roving reporter Rob Bishop, doing my show. And then Wednesday, I've got Greg Pound coming up, and Thursday's Thanksgiving, so there's going to be rebroadcast. But at any rate, look, you know, this is a very, very hot, very controversial subject. I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. I'm getting some negative feedback from this show, and rightly so, folks, because this is a problem that needs to be addressed. Now, some people can handle it, and some people can't handle it. The people that can handle it, I give them credit for their diligence. The people that go off the deep end and can't handle it, then I have to ask them to take a breath and take a Xanax, okay? Because this isn't a problem that's going to be solved overnight. And this isn't a problem that I'm going to be able to solve, or Dave's going to be able to solve, or anybody else is going to be able to solve. It's governments that need to solve this problem. With that, I'm sorry to go off on this rant, but Bob... Now,
yeah.
You still with me, Bob? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
You know, all right, in closing, Bob, I'm closing out this segment in just a couple minutes, okay? Is there anything that you'd like to tell the listening audience about your experience living here in Mexico for the past 40 years that you think might be of interest to them?
Well, I've been able to get things here that I would never have been able to get back in the States. I live down south in Georgia for many years, and when I came down here, one of the things I noticed was something. For instance, my children needed vaccines, and I went down to the local clinic, and they never said, "Who are you? Are you an American? Are you a Mexican?" No, they just said, "All children need to be vaccinated," and they gave my children vaccinations at no cost. And I was thinking, no, many things here in Mexico I've got that were just free. And amazingly enough, sometimes it looks like Mexico's running towards democracy and the U.S. is trying to run away from it. It's very strange.
Yeah, very interesting that you should say that because I shared with the listening audience last Friday. You know, I had broken a tooth last week before I left, and I was quoted $900 for a new tooth. I was quoted $280 to just fix it temporarily. And as you know, Bob, I got it fixed here, and they gave me the same option. The first option was $27, and the second option was $180. So it was about one-fifth the cost. And it's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting that our government throws roadblocks up against our senior citizens and so forth that are doing nothing more besides trying to buy prescription drugs over the border, okay, but on the other side of the coin, they continue to jack up the price of prescription drugs, and then they pass laws against us being able to sue the prescription drug companies in case there's an adverse effect. So again, I have to reiterate that it is not the people that are the problem; it is the governments that are the problem. And I know that this subject has really got under the ears of a lot of listeners out there, both pro and con, okay? And I'm telling you that I'm bringing these issues to the forefront, and I'm letting them be looked at from both sides of the coin. So the people that can deal with that, I respect you. The people that can't deal with that, well, you better look at your own issues, okay? So with that, listen, I appreciate you coming on today. Bob.
Okay, I'd like
end
to
of another day.
Another day.
All right, and I'll do that for you. End of another day, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Mountaintop High in Mexico. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. He'll be up. I'm sure he's got a good show. Don't know who his guest is or if he has one, but he always has a good show. And I will be broadcasting again Wednesday with my guest, Greg Pound, and stay tuned for Rob Bishop tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day, folks. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
With